Good morning. You're listening to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Doug Young, who's with HPS Shernox. Doug, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thanks for calling.
You haven't been over there very long. You're executive vice president. How long was it you moved from Centiva over to HPS Shernox?
Kemp, I started the 1st of September, so we're going on into my third month here, and it was just a really exciting time to be with HPS.
Okay, most people know that Thomas Trissell is investor with HPS Shernox, and he's the one who started Centiva, so you've kind of followed him along, haven't you?
Well, I had several successful years with him at Centiva, enjoyed the time there. He started this venture 3 years ago here at HPS. I decided to come over to this new company. It's a small but rapidly growing company. Everybody here is exciting to work with, and it's an entrepreneurial company. So getting back to something that I enjoyed in my early time at Centiva. So it's been great so far.
Great thing about working for an entrepreneur is every day is different, right?
That's right.
You know, there's a contest you're doing. It's called the Worst Subfloor in North America Contest. The deadline for entry is coming up. That's the main reason for talking to you. But before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about Shernox. It is a 120-year-old company out of Germany. I guess their best-known product in this country is a subfloor leveling system made out of synthetic gypsum. When I first heard about it, it was owned by AkzoNobel, and it's now owned by the Sika Group. Tell us a little bit more about what Shernox is.
Well, we're probably best known for, as you mentioned, Kemp, our synthetic gypsum products, which are outstanding. They're leveling compounds that allow their subfloors to be renovated rather than demolished. You can pour over even ordinary gypsum. You basically are able to take a more economical and environmentally responsible solution to, you know, some pretty bad subfloor situations that you get into. Like I said, even though we're best known for those products, which are a newer technology and they are unique to our industry, we also have a full line of cement-based products, both leveling and patching compounds. Especially our SL, which is our Feather Edge product. It's moisture resistant, which allows the installer to put down patch before he puts down a moisture mitigation system. The reason why that's significant is it allows you to use less material when you're putting down your moisture mitigator. The SL is standard as a moisture resistant patch. It's not a special patch that we make. It's just our regular cement-based patch. But we also have a full line of adhesives and primers, waterproofing materials. But yes, we are probably best known for our synthetic gypsum product.
On that leveling system, Thomas is, again, has got some pretty good timing for getting in the business, because as the industry's hottest category, LVT, starts to take off, subfloor conditions, how smooth they are, is critical, because if you don't have a smooth subfloor, it telegraphs up through the flooring eventually, doesn't it?
That's right, and flooring in general has moved towards hard surface from soft surface over the years. And if you're selling or installing carpet or carpet tiles, the condition of the subfloor, while is important, is not as critical. When you're installing, like you said, something like LVT, you need to make sure that you're gluing that product down to a nice, smooth, level floor. Otherwise, anything wrong with the underneath floor is going to telegraph right through to the top.
And another thing about this is we compare the other products that are leveling systems. This one you just kind of mix up and pour it out. Gravity helps out and gets it to be level, and it hardens in a pretty quick time, and you can go right on top of it, right?
That's absolutely right. And it's, if you think about how the European flooring market works, Shernox, as you know, is German. That's their first thought when they arrive on a job site and they're about to put new floor down. Their first thought is to pour a new floor and give it a nice, new, flat, level surface. Mm-hmm. In North America, traditionally, it's a skim coat market. So most people, when an installer shows up at a job site, he's thinking about patching the holes or the voids or the cracks, when actually pouring a floor really provides a total fix of the floor instead of just a Band-Aid, which is what patching does.
All right, so let's go to this contest. Again, I think the deadline for entry is December the 15th. Talk a little bit about the contest.
Well, we are looking for the worst subfloor in North America. We're coming towards the end here. It's running through December 15th. It's been running for most of this year. But what we want is for people to take pictures of the absolute worst crumbling, you know, floor that they can find, fix it using our products, any of our products, and then take a picture after it's fixed and enter it into our contest. We want somebody to have a really bad floor that they can have a good experience using our products to fix it, and then it'll be judged. We have three different judges. Lou Migliori, John McGrath, and Jim Walker will be looking over all the entries and deciding which one was the worst subfloor in North America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit more on those judges. Most people know Jim Walker with the Certified Floor Covering Installers Group, and Lou Migliori actually writes a column for Floor Focus, and he also is LGM and Associates. And then John McGrath is with the install organization. So those will be objective judges that should make this pretty fair. And you're going to announce the winners at Surfaces. Is that correct?
Yeah, the contest runs through December 15th. Entries can be submitted until then. And then, yes, announce the winner will be at Surfaces. And the prizes are, for first prize, a 100,000 square feet of our SL patch, which is the product I mentioned a few minutes ago, as our water-resistant patch. Second prize, 50,000 feet, and third prize, 10,000 feet. The point of the contest, we are excited to give away a bunch of SL, but really what we want just with the contest and just in general is you have a terrible subfloor, give us a call, let us fix it using our products. We stand behind it, and you'll have a beautiful floor from then on.
Yeah, and if you want to enter, you can go to your website, which I believe is hpsubfloors.com. Just click there, and you go right to the entry area. Now, one last thing before we run out of time. I know that over in Florence, which is where HP Assurnox's headquarters is, you've been adding on, haven't you?
That's right. I'm sitting here in Florence, Alabama, which is the headquarters of HPS. And right across the parking lot, we're building the brand new HPS Center, which is very exciting. It's a big step in our growth for the whole company. Basically, it'll house our administrative offices. It'll give us a space where we can provide training for installers, salespeople, distributors. We can have facilities for meetings, whether it be internal or with customers. We can entertain customers. We can provide seminars in there. It's really just a big step for our company's growth, and it'll really allow for us to bring customer groups as well as our own salespeople and distributors down and provide them with an adequate space to have an effective meeting and especially to have training seminars in large spaces where we can actually demonstrate all of our product.
All right. It's great to talk to you again. Been talking to Doug Young, who's Executive Vice President with HPS Assurnox, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLA.net.